All right. Welcome back to the Model Counselor Podcast. I am your host, Aubrey Ebony, and this is episode 10. All right, now for my 10th episode, I am really excited to say that I am technically broadcasting live from a quote and unquote casting. And I won't talk too negatively about the casting, but I think it's really important that people understand what can happen and go wrong or right at particular castings. Now, at this particular casting, and I say that with air quotes, that I'm at right now, I found out through an app called 800 Casting. Now, 800 Casting, I got signed up through with my agency, J. Purvis Talent, when I was represented by them last fall. And this website, this casting app, you're able to see who's casting for what and when. So I came up on this casting that said they were looking for runway models for prom and bridal shows. And I was like, holy nuts, that's something I can totally do, right? I can do runway walks and dresses. I wear dresses. I've worn dresses sometimes. I ended up submitting some information. I sent some pictures. I sent some measurements, and I waited. And not too far after I submitted some information, I ended up getting an email saying, hey, we'd love to work with you. We need more pictures, more information, blah, blah, blah. So I ended up submitting way more content to them. Shortly after that, I ended up getting an email saying, congratulations, we'd love to sign you with a non-exclusive contract, which if you're not familiar with a non-exclusive contract is a contract saying that you are committed to working with this agency, but not just them alone. You are able and capable of working with other agencies as long as the contract is non-exclusive. So I signed a non-exclusive contract for this particular agency to work at this event. And then they invited me to where I am now, which is this casting. And so, you know, usually when I attend a casting, what happens is that I am in a room, usually at a building, an office setting, something very professional. And then the client sees you one by one. You go in, you slate your name, you do whatever it is I ask, whether if it's a commercial read, you'll read the script, or if they're looking for you to do an action, you'll do the action, they'll record it, and then you go about your way. If it's a fashion show, what would happen usually is you go over to the client, they'll put you in an outfit, and they will see all the girls in the casting, you know, as long as you fit the specs. And you usually don't attend a casting unless you fit the specs. So, you know, you go into a casting because you fit the specs, you put on a garment, you walk, cool, they see whether or not they want to book you for the show. That is usually how castings go. Now, at this particular casting that I'm at right now, I'm finding that it seems that the agent that is putting this on, or the team that is putting this on, did not know what the designers were looking for ahead of time. So now you have a bunch of girls that are sizes, heights, bust, you know, different things that do not match what the designers are looking for. Now, usually that would be okay, but I think one of the most challenging parts about this particular experience is that a lot of models came from out of town for this casting. There's a woman that came here from Hawaii. There's 14-year-old girls here. There are 16-year-old girls here. People drove from Maryland. People flew in from New York, LA, Texas, Chicago, St. Louis, with the hopes that they would be booked for the show. And it's unfortunate because they flew here not knowing that they did not fit the designer's idea of what they wanted for their show or their showroom or whatever this is even being booked for. You know, at this point, we don't even know if the girls are booked, if they're being booked for a runway or if they're being booked for a showroom. And that's a challenge because you should always know what you're casting for. Another challenge in this particular casting is the fact that you don't know what the rate is. The rate is between this and that. But when you're going in to audition or to cast for these designers, you don't even know what rate you're gonna get until after you're casted for it. You know, so there are just a lot of things that are very inconsistent as to how I do or how I know the industry to be. And that is what has been going on so far at this particular casting. This is a 3-day casting. It started on Friday and today is Sunday. So Friday's call time was 1 p.m. We were actually noon. Call time was noon. The casting started at 1 and we just sat in the lobby floor of this building hoping that we were called up or hoping that our measurements or our sizes were called up to be able to be seen by a designer. So we waited all day Friday for that. Saturday came, our call time was even earlier. Call time was 9 a.m., which is fine. I've had 3 a.m. call times. I've had 5 a.m. call times. I don't stress about the call time. But we get here, and again, we are in the lobby, and we're sitting on the floor of a of a showroom building. You know, it's not an environment that is conducive for models to be comfortable. It's not an environment for the holding time, for the amount of time we're sitting here. We're literally sitting on a marble floor in the lobby of a building where people are working and they're living their own lives and they're making their own money. You know, there's a bathroom here, which is great. But, you know, if you want a drink of water or if you want to, you know, have a bite to eat, you have to provide that for yourself. And again, you have younger girls here. We don't know if they have the money to go and buy snacks or water or food. You know, it's just some of these things are a little not expected. Some of these things are really kind of unfair and, for lack of better terms, a little unprofessional as to how it is usually done in the industry. And again, forgive me if my background is loud, but I am literally podcasting live from this casting. So as a model, I technically feel like I'm a very, I want to say average model size height. I am 5'7", I'm about 115 pounds. I am 32, 25, I'm 36, and I'm a size 2 in dress. And these are things that this client had way before I got here, and so it's very unfortunate to find out that the designers are not looking for my size. Now, again, it's not that big of a deal because I live here, but there are many women that came here from other places with the expectation of being able to be seen by designers. Some models have been here for 3 days from out of town and have not even been seen by designers. And so I have one really gorgeous, beautiful, plus-size, curvy model here with me, and she shared really similar experiences, only she's actually went up and tried some dresses on, so she has a little bit more of an upper hand than I did, because she actually got to get into a dress. I'm a little jealous of her, but, you know, she's had really similar experiences of unprofessional, unorganized, and just not really knowing what's going on. So if I can, I would like to introduce my podcast guest, Ashley. Is it Ashley Cole? Ashley Brooke? Ashley Brooke. Okay. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
So how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling like hopeful and stuff because I've been here for 3 days. And as you like just mentioned, I got to try on a dress. And what happened was, because I'm like an in-between, I'm like a 12, sometimes 14, it didn't fit at the top. It was big, but like the rest of it fit really, really well. Mm-hmm. And like, I felt like I had a really good vibe and everything like that. But honestly, I didn't get booked. Mm-hmm. Now in life, you're not going to always get booked.
I agree.
You know, like it's part of the industry. But I feel like I came out here with the intention of thinking that there were going to be like a lot of like curvy designers and people looking. And I kind of just sort of feel like that's kind of not been the case. I've met some amazing women and I've made some amazing connections. Of course, you as well. But it's not exactly what I expected. So I'm really hoping that this kind of turns around, because I feel like everything that you do in life, you know, it gets you closer to something else. And I'm a positive person. So like, I'll take the positive out of this experience, but like, hopefully, like, fingers crossed, it will get better. Cause I've kind of just been sitting here, you know, we're all like tired and everything. And we're standing around in our heels, just kind of like waiting. And I've been on a lot of castings and this one is definitely different. And it was my first time. That's why I was really excited to come out here. And yeah, it's not exactly what I expected, but I'm going to take the positive out of it and just say that, you know, it's not a loss. I gained a few things and we'll see.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Ashley. I think you're amazing. You know, but like you said, at the very least, you were able to meet some really cool women, right?
Yeah, I was.
And you're from Maryland?
Florida.
Sorry. I've met so many different girls here. So you came from Florida.
Yeah, I came from Florida.
Tampa?
From Tampa. I drove out six hours to get here, actually. Yeah.
Well, I more than appreciate you giving me a couple of minutes of your time. And then, Ashley, what's your Instagram so that people can check you out?
It's ashley.bcurve. And I would love for you guys to also, in my bio, I just did an interview with Voyage Mag, basically talking about, like, my journey and what's happened so far and why I started. So if you guys can, like, follow, like, check it out, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Amazing. Yay. So Ashley's gorgeous. Literally, like, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw her and like as like one of the next big curve models. I really hope she continues with this. You know, she reminds me a little bit of this girl named Veronica Pame. She's one of Sports Illustrated's top six. She's a Polynesian model and she's plus size or like curved, really similar shape. And you're gorgeous, Ashley. So I'm going to wish you the best of luck and stay positive and keep rocking it, keep meeting friends, and know that you didn't do this for nothing. You met some cool people. You have people here to, you know, support you, and you have people here that are telling you you're beautiful and amazing and you're talented because you are. You know, one of the things I love most about this type of experience is, like Ashley said, you meet some really cool people. You know, and I love talking to plus size and curved women because this is a newer opening, a newer door for models in the industry. And the fact that Ashley, she just recently told me she just shot a furniture commercial, you know, right before she came to this casting. So it shows me that, like, there are doors opening for women out there, that there are opportunities. And that even if you have one bad experience, you know, you have to keep going because there are so many clients, there are so many brands, there are so many doors. You know, I don't want you to think that because one particular casting or because one particular opportunity didn't work out, that nothing else is going to work out for you, because that is not the case. But I do want to bring on another guest. I want to try to get through as many girls as I can, and then I'll debrief later. But I want to bring on my... Awesome. So the next guest I'm going to bring up is Kate. And Kate is this bombshell female with this Coca-Cola body, with this really cool haircut, and she's just like... badass from New York, and like I just saw her, and I was like, yeah, what's your Instagram? And I made her like my girl crush for whatever day the same day, because that's how beautiful Kate was to me. Like, geez. But Kate flew here from New York, and which is awesome because New York's like the fashion capital of like the U.S. Well, Miami, L.A., you know, you have a couple of sprinkles here and there. But Kate lives in New York. She's a model. She's really pretty. So I'm interested to hear about her experience here and just see how she feels about it, because she flew here to be at this particular casting. So I would like to introduce Kate.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Kate. I'm sitting here next to our lovely host, Aubrey. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. So my experience was a little weird because, I mean, the whole thing is so much different from what I'm used to, and I think from what most models and pageant girls are used to. So it's been very much like a rolling with the punches type of experience. But so my situation was, I was found by the current agency that we're here with a few months ago. And then I was pre-booked simultaneously with a designer a few weeks ago, but it was through a different agency trying to claim me, but I'm not contracted with them. So me being kind of an idiot, I went ahead and booked with them, but I didn't even realize that it was with the wrong agency, because as a model, you're always getting, you know, emails, mm-hmm. and different, you're signing all kinds of different contracts and model releases all of the time. So I guess just in... out of my error, I went ahead and booked it, but then didn't realize that it was with the wrong agency. So right now, I've been here all weekend for the castings, just really started seeing people truly today. Only went up a couple times yesterday to see designers. And I'm just trying to work out a new contract with my designer through the right agency. Right. So hopefully they won't think that I'm an absolute dunce for messing that up. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, this kind of stuff has happened before, I've been told, and it's happened to four other girls with the agency that I'm with right now.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a shame. I feel like there's so much... models aren't the problem. It's like other people that want to prey on models and want to utilize them. And we all know that modeling is an extremely exploited industry. So things just get really hairy really quick. And I'm just hoping that it works out so I can actually walk, so I don't, you know, didn't spend all this money to stay here and be with these girls for nothing.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree. Would you say that, like, anything good has come from your experience being here so far?
I mean, through every casting experience, my absolute favorite part is meeting the other models. Mm-hmm. Networking goes a really long way, and social media exposure also goes a long way, as you know, because you are a queen.
Oh, my gosh.
Queen of Instagram. those things do help, and they open so many doors. And even right now, with younger girls, especially just getting into the industry, or if you're new, those things might blossom later on with time if you stay in contact or you're just supportive. Like, you don't have to be best friends with every nice girl that you meet at another casting, but I would say that keeping in contact with them and just being supportive on social media of them really does help accumulate over time.
I agree. I think that's a great point. I think networking is like one of the main things you do at this if it goes south. And that's kind of what everybody's doing, is networking, meeting people, and making friends at the very least. Kate, I'm going to ask you a random question, and you don't know where this question's going.
Okay.
What inspires your look? Like, you have a very like particular style. What inspires your look?
Honestly, it kind of changes day to day, but I would say that I try to really, as far as like things I put on my body, it really goes with what I think accentuates my figure. Okay. I try not, like, I do have an hourglass figure. I mean, I'm pretty
jealous.
Muscular
so
because of all the dancing from all the years. So flowy dresses don't look good on me like they do on skinny girls because I, and it's something that covers my midsection. If I take away my waist to hip ratio, I just look like a bigger girl, which is totally fine, but I'm not, so I feel uncomfortable. Like, I want to feel like myself. So I think being more authentic, especially as I age more, I remember being younger and wanting to change myself. I always hated my face growing up because it was different from people around me, and other people would make fun of my eyes, especially like in middle school and high school. And then as I got into college, the bullying kind of went to a minimum and people were very honest and supportive, and I realized that, like, my face isn't ugly.
Not at all.
Some days, you know, you feel that way, but I think just growing up it was hard because I looked different from other people that I knew, and I always tried to change that. I would try to do my makeup so that my face looked more of the norm, and now I try to actually accentuate my unique features. So I think that's what I do every day, like, as far as just who I am and what I look like. Just being more me is truly what I want. But that also goes for saying that, like, you don't need one style. Mm-hmm. Like, I think most people have different styles that they dress in, just depending on your mood and what's inspiring you currently. You know, I recently chopped all my hair off, and I have a very, like, 1920s French bob, like, Sassoon bob. And it's cute, it's fun, but it's very vintage. So I've been loving, like, the more vintage pinup vibe lately. So, yeah, very feminine right now.
Do you want to tell anybody, or not anybody, I'm going to cut that out. Well, thank you, Kate. Can you tell everybody your Instagram so they can go check you out and follow you?
Absolutely. My Instagram is at @CAIT_Valentine. @CAIT_Valentine.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Aubrey.
That's awesome. So, you know, I love, again, being able to meet new people, because I wouldn't have met Kate or Ashley had I not come to this casting. You know, it's something that is amazing because these people look very different, but I can see them both succeeding very well in the industry with their looks. And again, I wouldn't have met them had I not come here. And I love how Kate talked a little bit about her bullying story, because as models, a lot of times, like, you're not that standard beautiful thing that everybody thinks you're going to be from birth to, like, death. You know, I was super awkward in high school. I had the worst, like, teeth, and, like, I had no body, and, like, nobody wanted me in the high school fashion show. Like, it was hard. It was hard out here. But it's awesome that she got the chance to share her story, even just a little bit, and let people know that, like, my look is inspired by what I was insecure about or what I was teased by, like, back in the day, and now I own it, and I am so happy, and she looks great, guys. Like, the two people I've had on here so far are literally amazing. Like, I can't wait to check them. So my next guest is actually, like, close to home, because she's from the same city I'm from, and she reminds me a lot of what I wanted to be in high school but wasn't, because I wasn't this cool. But I'm super happy that she's here, and let me go ahead and introduce Infinity.
Hi, everybody. I'm Infinity. I'm 18 years old. I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
So cute.
I have been modeling for about 5 years now. Okay. I absolutely love it. I'm into a little bit of everything. I mostly focus on runway, though.
Okay.
That's my specialty.
That's your specialty?
Killer walk. But, yeah, that's a little something.
A little bit about you. So, Infinity, what made you come to this casting?
So, prom and bridal
was
the theme of the casting.
Okay.
I love wearing dresses, you know, playing a little dress up.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma is my manager, so she pretty much helped me get here and book the casting call.
Usually,
when she tells me, she's like, oh, you have an audition, we're going here. And I just be like, okay. But this was like prom and bridal, and I like, you know, making people happy. So to go out there in the garment to help them be like, this the dream, this what you want, I'm in it, come get it.
She's so confident, so sassy.
Come get it. So just helping other people being able to see an image that they probably wouldn't be able to see if it was on a mannequin or anything.
Gotcha. And so how has your experience been so far being here?
My experience has been an experience. It's
okay.
Literally have been an experience. I'm being positive only because within the modeling industry, you have to remain positive.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to always be the look or the face that the designers are looking for. And with that being said, you have to have tough skin. You can't let a no, you know, reflect who you are as a model and who you want to become as a model, you know?
So
it's been a little tough because they are very old-fashioned. Most of the designers, they want an L.A. type vibe. Mm-hmm. And being African-American, you don't have always have the L.A. type vibe.
I agree.
So just knowing, like, it's not going to come easy. I'm going to have to work for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just keeping that in mind, I feel like my experience will be good. I have met some amazing women.
And that is important.
Yes.
That's really important.
I have been networking. I have been able to build and learn off of the individuals I have came across.
Okay.
So I'm really happy. Like, I'm going to go home with something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I like that. And, you know, being that Infinity is so young and she can still stay positive and be able to say, you know what, like, there's some hiccups here and there, but I'm going to go home with something. Like, I'm not doing this for nothing. And she networked, and she's a great positive light here, and she's from Chicago, and I love that. The only one thing I have to say about Infinity right now is that she's chewing gum with braces, and I don't think that's okay.
It's not, but it's good. I told my dentist that I was going to do it. I told them. They told me as long as it's sugar-free. It's not sugar-free, but, you know, that's not the point.
It's okay. Awesome. Well, Infinity, do you want to add anything else?
Well, I will love it if you guys follow my social media, my Instagram at Infinity, I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I, period, Hyde, H-Y-D-E, and you can also find me on Facebook at Infinity, I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I, H-Y-D-E. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Infinity. You're so cute.
You know, this has been quite the experience. You know, I went up for the first time today to go see a designer, and the designer proceeded to say, we only want blonde girls and brunettes. So pretty much they only wanted white girls that were blonde and brunette, and they weren't interested in seeing the women of color, when technically, I think if you wear a straight weave, that's a 1B. Aren't you brunette? I don't know. So they weren't interested in seeing any of the African-American girls. We were sent back downstairs. And as we were waiting down here, one of the members of the organization or one of the members of the agency, you know, was like, do any of the models want to steam dresses? And I'm just sitting here like, this is such an experience that I would not want to relive, because we came here to cast and audition for designers. We did not come here to steam dresses. I did not come here to be told that you're not looking for girls that are not blonde or brunette. You know, I really thought I came here with a fair chance of casting for a variety of the, you know, of the designers that are here, and that is not at all the case as to what is happening. And it's just very unfortunate. You know, a group of us models went upstairs looking for a designer that didn't even exist. The coordinator of the agency was actually looking for a designer that did not exist, and so we're, you know, roaming floor after floor, and then finally, you know, we come across the designer, and it's actually one designer that's spelled very differently than how she thought it was spelled. And so, you know, it's just a lot of unprofessionalism, just a lot of miscommunication, a lot of just challenges here at this particular casting that I am just very appalled by. You know, again, I came here thinking that I would have the chance to do some runway, which I don't do too much runway anymore. You guys know I do more print or commercial, but I figured I'm in Atlanta. This is, you know, I'm here, why not? But what's really happening is nothing for me. I haven't tried on one dress. I haven't walked in one, you know, a garment. I've just been told no because I'm black, and I've been told that I'm too small, or that they're just not looking for me. And this is supposed to be within, you know, 330 designers. Like, one person should like my image. And if no one likes your image, that's fine. You know, ultimately, it's the designer's designer's idea of what they want in their garment, and that's completely fair. However, I also think it's fair that when you're hosting a casting or when you're saying you're doing a casting, that you give everybody a fair chance. And I don't see that being done here. But nonetheless, this definitely gives me the opportunity to podcast. It gives me the opportunity to experience something new and to share with my listeners kind of how some of this stuff goes. And you're not just hearing it from me. You're hearing it from different models of different sizes, different weights, different height. I feel like I'm repeating my Sports Illustrated video all over again. But, you know, it's not just from a dark-skinned African-American girl. You heard it from Kate, who's a very gorgeous vintage beauty. You heard it from a very gorgeous
curve full figure, you know, model, Ashley. You know, you heard it from a very chocolate Chicago girl, Infinity. You know, it's such an experience that we didn't expect. And it's unfortunate that it is panning out the way it has, but at the very least, we can say that we're making friends and making support systems and making networks, because at the end of the day, as long as you're taking something home from this, that is what matters. You know, we can be upset that we've been here for 3 days and gotten nothing, but at the very end of it all, I made some really good friends, and I'm really happy about that, because you want to meet people in different places, and if I can help these girls in any way, I want to be able to do that, and I help a lot of people, and so this definitely gives me the opportunity to meet and help people from other places. And that's exactly what this type of opportunity allows me to do. But I want to introduce my next podcast. It's this beautiful, blonde, adorable girl named Grace. And Grace is actually Miss Teen Virginia. Are you currently reigning?
Yes.
I love it. I have a queen in my presence. Jesus Christ. So I have Grace right here. So I just want to introduce you. Say hi.
Hi, I'm Grace. I'm 16.
She's so adorable.
I'm from Virginia.
Okay.
Grace's
phone is also
okay,
going
sorry,
off
yeah,
right now.
Like,
no, it's okay. So Grace is from Virginia. She's currently reigning for Miss Teen. Miss Teen Virginia. And so how did you find out about this particular casting?
I was actually reached out through Instagram because of my pageant account.
Got it.
And they reached out, and me and my mom decided to check it out. And
Here you are.
Here we are, yeah.
And so you guys drove here or you flew here?
Flew.
You flew here. How long was the flight from Virginia to Atlanta?
About like 2 hours.
So not bad at all.
Yeah, no.
Not too bad. All right, awesome. And how has your experience been so far with this casting?
I didn't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like my first anything, really.
Yeah, you're very new to this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my mom, she used to model, so she kind of helped me a lot. And I had help from like these other beautiful people next to me.
She's so adorable.
But, It was a really great experience. I learned so much.
Which is good.
Yeah, I made a bunch of new friends, and it's like, that's what it's all about. It's all about the connection, and it was a lot of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite tiring, a little painful.
I agree.
But I think in the end it'll be worth it. And it was a great experience, and I'm glad I did it.
I'm glad she did it too, and hopefully she gets booked with one bridal company or one prom company, which I won't name the brand, but you're really excited about this.
Hopefully.
Have you worn their dresses before?
No.
But you just love the brand.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm hoping that Grace gets this because she deserves it. She's really sweet. And you know, being 16, some girls are just not, they just don't know what they want in life, and they're just not figuring it out. Grace has a great head on her shoulders for 16, and she's adorable. And I admire her work ethic. I admire her like just confidence. I admire her just positive energy. Like it's really good. And I'm telling you, she will probably be the next big Hollister model, the next big like American Eagle model. Like I'm telling you guys, once you see this girl, and she's young, yeah, I get it. So for my older listeners, relax. But she's adorable, and I really believe in her. So tell me, how is it being Miss Teen Virginia? Like, how is that?
It honestly was a huge honor for me, because I never would have seen myself. Like, if you told me 2 years ago when I had never even gotten to pageants, like, oh, you'd be to Miss Teen Virginia, I'd be like, okay. Like,
yeah,
good one.
Whatever.
No, but it was insane. Like, I cried when I got the crown.
Really?
It showed me that, like, you know, anyone really can do it if you just put your mind to it. I don't know. It was. I don't have words for it, really.
Yeah.
It's still surreal to me. Like,
yeah.
People will still call me that, and I'm like, no, like.
No, you're
no,
definitely
it's not.
Miss Teen Virginia.
Yeah.
That's totally your thing. Is that something you'd want to continue? Would you want to continue being, like, Miss Virginia at some point, or Miss USA?
I've thought of it.
Okay.
But right now, we just have other things going on.
I like that.
And, you know, I gotta work on those. There's priorities, you know, like.
You hear this? At 16, there are priorities.
There's like, you know, it's like health and then school.
Yes.
And then we gotta go. And then maybe I'll get back into it.
I love this. Well, everybody, that is Grace. She is literally amazing. Do you have any last thing you want to add?
Trust in God and like enjoy life, really. I don't know.
She's so adorable, literally. Literally. All right, Grace, what is your Instagram so people can check you out?
Oh, it's at Grace M. Mac.
Spell it for the people who don't know.
GRACEMMAC.
Awesome.
Yeah, follow me. Like, Sure.
Well, thank you so much, Grace. I love having you here. I'm happy that we met. I am a full supporter of you. Just know that, okay? No, I'm serious.
Okay.
Thanks, Grace.
Thank you.
And that's what I mean. You know, I have such a variety of young women that I have met at this event. Like, Grace is literally 16, and she's like, no, I have priorities. Like, I love that because it shows that, like, in this crazy world where teens are doing, you know, this or going through that, you know, some of them are able to still say, hey, look, I have things I want to accomplish, and I'm going to get them done. And she mentioned health. Like, health is so important, especially in this industry, because you have people telling you need to change this. You have people telling you need to change that. So you're like, what do I eat? I'm not sleeping right. I'm taking this, you know, to keep me up. Like, all these different things. And your health is super important. Your mental health is really important. Your peace of mind, your support system. And Grace, she has her mom here. Her mom is a huge supporter, and they took this chance. You know, like she said, her and her mom collectively made the decision to come here. And I'm happy she did, because I really want to support Grace. I want to support everybody that's on my podcast, people that are not on my podcast. You know, I want people to feel like they can progress in the industry, because there is a door for you. You know, and this crazy casting that we're at right now might not be the door. But there is definitely a door for everyone. So keep that in mind. So yesterday, throughout all the crazy chaos and sitting around and waiting around, as Grace said, there was one girl that stood up for everyone, and she's like, what is going on? Like, this is not right. Nobody's communicating. And she really just, she took the ball. She took the ball. And I want to bring her on my podcast, because she has experienced really similar things to what I have, because we're both similar sizes. She's way more light-skinned than I am. She has a big curly hair, and I love that. And I want to bring her on and kind of hear her perspective on her experience here so far. So let me go grab her. All right, let me introduce to you Elisha, because she was like, it's not Alicia. If we're going to do a podcast, you got to say my name right. And it's Elisha. So introduce yourself, Elisha.
Hey, everyone. My name is Elisha.
Awesome. And where are you from?
I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
What? Okay, so you came from Vegas here?
To Georgia, yes. Atlanta, yes.
For this casting?
No, I live here now. I moved here about a year ago.
Okay, how do you like it so far?
I really, really like Atlanta. I think there's a lot of opportunity. Mm-hmm. I like the weather.
Yeah.
And just the people here. I really enjoy myself.
Elisha. Say it. Am I saying it right? Elisha.
Yeah, Elisha.
Elisha. I emphasize the E. Elisha.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay, cool. So you're not that young. You look really young.
I know. Everyone thinks I'm like 15 or 18.
No, you're adorable. Well, Elisha, tell me yesterday, what really triggered you to say, you know what, I'm going to say something right now?
Because, like, I was here, just like everyone else, from 9 o'clock. It was probably, like, 1:30. We've been here since 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was told was that they were picking girls based off of sizes. And then, so they call a bunch of us over, and then they separate us again, and then they separate us again. And then, like, the lady said that, well, we're going to come right back. Everybody's going to go up. We just can't take you all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
One group left, and the other lady standing there with the second group. And then she tells us, oh, you guys, go sit over there. Like, there might be more castings later.
Mm.
And that's what really triggered me, is when she said there might be more, because I felt like we were getting double casted in a sense. Like,
right.
Like, you're picking us out of a lineup, but you're not the designer. So
right.
How do you know if this size 12 is going to be picked over this size 12?
Exactly, exactly.
And, yeah.
You know, I was saying that too. You know, it's like the agents or whomever these people are in this organization are picking the girls to go up, and the designers aren't even doing that. So before the designers can even see everybody, the organizations or agents are picking people based on what they think is going to fit.
Correct. And I felt, even looking back, I'm more at the situation, two girls were booked in that group, and I could have
easily been
in that group.
Yeah.
And not to say I would have been booked, but they're virtually the same size as me.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, I don't know.
No, I get it. No, I get it completely. So how are you feeling about this, like, experience overall for you?
Overall, it's really eye-opening for me, because this is what I want to do with my life, and this is what I have been trying to pursue since I've been in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just eye-opening to pay attention to who I'm signing contracts with,
mm-hmm.
what I'm committing my time to, and really, like, actually doing my research before I just trust something that looks good and sounds good.
Right.
I don't want to necessarily, like, bash these people, because I feel like they have good intentions.
I
and
agree.
I feel like they all picked us for a reason.
I agree.
But I just also think that this could have been handled way more organized. And
yes.
Quite frankly, if if I'm a 0 to 2 and none of these designers are casting for 0 to 2, I just don't even understand why I would be invited here.
I agree.
And then on another note that has nothing to do with the agency that we're working with, is like the really just eye-opening about being a model of color in 2019, and it's still a challenge.
Yes,
we just got turned away literally because we're not white.
Like, I know,
she wouldn't even see us.
They literally said that. They literally said white girls.
We're only looking for white girls. I'm sorry I brought you up here. It's, please go downstairs.
That's so, it's so unfair. And you know what? Luckily we have tough skin.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people that would hurt, and it still hurts.
It really
a little
hurt.
Bit.
It really hurt my feelings. Okay. Like it. I mean, I know it's not personal. It happens all the time. But
right.
Like, it just the fact that you know we're all being subjected. We were literally. All of us were just women of color in the elevator. Everyone felt let down. We've all been here for hours.
Yeah.
We all just want to be seen, and you won't even let me try on your dress because of my skin color.
Because your skin color. And you're very light skin. You're very light skin.
I'm half white. Like I'm yellow. Like I can't even stand in the light and be in a picture because I'm going to turn into the wall.
No, and it's just gorgeous hair. You
I'm
have
like
great
beige.
Curly hair, bitch. So what is keeping you going here? Like, what is keeping you, like, just your fire lit to keep saying, you know what, I'm going to still stand up and still go forward to cast?
Everyone says, every model or everyone who's ever been successful says that it's not easy. And when you start out, you're going to get no's and you're going to be disappointed. And I feel like that's what this may be.
Yeah.
This may be the, you know, just the rocks in the road that we have to get through.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I want to keep going because I'm seeing these girls that I look like, and that I have the potential to be up there amongst these people.
I agree.
I know it personally. I'm sure, like, you know, I just need to find the right people that are going to help me succeed and put me in positions to really excel.
And you will. You will. In fact, after this segment is over, I'm going to give you a little information I think would be good for you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, also welcome to Atlanta.
Thank you.
And I've been here 2 months, but I'm really familiar with Atlanta, and I think you do good. Just like you said, you have to find the right person to represent you.
Yeah.
And if you see her, like the other girls, like, you know, she's super cute, super tall, she's thin, she has great hair, like she's really castable. Yesterday she was like, I'm castable. I know I'm castable. And she is. And so I want to wish you the best of luck in this. And then also, this isn't the end all. Like, this is just one small opportunity. Yeah, and there's so much more. But Elisha, would you like to say your Instagram so people can go check you out?
Yes, of course. Please check out my Instagram for bookings, inquiries, all that kind of stuff.
Let's
it is X Elisha Marie. X-E-L-I-S-H-A-M-A-R-I-E.
Thank you so much, Elisha.
You're
amazing.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I'll see you over here sometime.
Yeah. This is great.
Literally, I feel like my 10th episode of this podcast is so lit, and I don't even say the word lit, but I feel like it is such a good podcast because I have so many different girls of so many different ages from everywhere and different looks on here, and I am so excited to show you guys what they look like because they are all gorgeous. And I hope my background isn't too loud, and I'm really close to the mic right now. I have just had quite the experience here at this particular casting with this particular organization, and I'm not sure if it's something I'll do again in the future. I think it's something to learn from, to grow from, and to think about kind of, you know, what came from it ultimately growing. but I want to take some time and reflect on a lot of the things that I learned during this. So I'm just gonna take some time, process this, and then the next environment you hear will probably be quiet because I will be in my reflecting zone. And you'll get an idea of kind of where my thoughts really lie at the very end of all this. You know, this casting was quite an experience. It really was. But to be honest, I probably wouldn't trade it, you know, for a different opportunity, or I wouldn't trade it for actually being booked. You know, I think that every piece of this particular experience, and I keep using the word particular, I don't know, I'm going to stop using that word after this podcast because we're not here for that. But I really am happy that things panned out the way it did because I was able to meet women across the country. I was able to meet women with different backgrounds, different cultures, different styles, different looks, you know. I was really able to meet a variety of women. What kind of concerned me at the very end about all of this is that, you know, people expected a certain type of organizational skill. People expected a certain type of communication. People expected just a lot of stuff, you know. And I talked to the one girl that flew in from Hawaii to Atlanta to be casted for this event. And, you know, when I asked her why she would come all the way from Hawaii to Atlanta for this, you know, she said that there weren't many opportunities in Hawaii. I then asked her why she didn't go out to LA, you know, because Los Angeles is more, way closer than Atlanta to Hawaii. And she said she tried LA already and that LA didn't like her look. And so she wanted to take any opportunity that she could to break into the industry. And, you know, a lot of models do that, not necessarily travel from Hawaii to Atlanta, but they take whatever opportunity they can with the hopes of breaking into the industry. And I will say that this was a huge leap of faith, a huge leap of faith for her, and I love that she did it. I'm very bothered by the fact that it didn't go how she wanted it to go, given the efforts she put in. However, it shows drive, it shows character, it shows motivation, it shows determination, you know, and I like that. I like to see women really be on top of their game and wanting to try. I had some challenges talking to a 14-year-old model that was at this casting, and I was not comfortable with the fact that a 14-year-old was wearing 7-inch heels because that is what was required by the casting. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel that 14 is still a child. You know, it's definitely moving into a teen. Well, you're a teenager, you know, nonetheless, but 14 is so young. I'm almost double that, you know, and I can imagine being told that, you know, your body isn't this enough or you're not tall enough or, you know, you need to wear 7-inch heels to present attractive. You know, these are messages that these young girls are receiving, and that just, for me, that isn't right. You know, I could only imagine being 14 and hearing these messages, and, you know, what would that have done to me now? You know, we live in an era where social media is just so strong and present, you know, and I don't know what I would be or where I would be if I had so many messages coming at me about what beauty is, what is beautiful, what's attractive, what you should be doing, makeup, body contouring, you know, all of these things that are just like, I want to be this ideal woman, but what does the ideal woman even look like at this point? Sorry, I went on a tangent. But I say all that to say that, you know, body image and confidence are some of the things that I preach in my workshop, you know, and I think that being a 14-year-old at a casting where you're, you know, supposed to wear 7-inch heels and you're being told, you know, left and right about your image in bridal and prom gowns when you're a little ways away from bridal and prom, it's just a little bit of a conflict to me. You know, I had a huge conflict with the fact that a client just bluntly said, you know, we're looking for blondes and brunettes, you know, and then the person in the group that we were with said, yeah, I'm sorry, they only want white girls. And again, a client is free to want whatever they want for their particular, and I have to stop using that word, a client is able to book who they want for their specific campaign, for their specific look, for whatever it is that they're looking for, you know, but it's not always what you say, it's how you say it. And I feel like saying that we only want white girls is very insensitive to those that are of color. And I think that's one of the biggest conflicts that I had with this. There was no communication, you know, there was no hierarchy to say, okay, we have a question, who should we ask? There was nobody around to really ask, you know, and it was just a little chaotic. But at the very end of it all, I am very blessed to have met Ashley, and I am so excited to see if she turns her new position at her agency into a new division for Curve Women. Ashley is the first Curve model at her agency. And I'm really excited to say that, you know, she mentioned that she's thinking about considering opening up a plus size or full figure or Curve division for her agency. That's amazing. Literally amazing. Kate, I am obsessed with her image. Kate is a great model. She's beautiful. She's sassy. You heard her voice. You hear all the people's voices. I'm really excited to see what Kate does in the future. Infinity has so much spunk and sass and so much confidence, and I love that. And I know that nobody's going to knock her down because she has a strong support system. Her grandmother is right there saying, you know what? I believe in you. I support you. You can do this. And that is important in the industry. Support systems are big. If I did not have the support system I have, it would make it so much harder for me to feel like I could achieve. And if you don't have any support systems out there, if you find yourself like, yeah, who really helps me or who really supports this idea? Have friends. If your friends don't support you, support yourself.
get a journal, write some goals down, you know, support yourself, but make sure you have some type of support system, because that's what Infinity had. Grace, really adorable, Miss Teen Virginia, blonde, adorable Hollister-looking model. You know, I'm really excited to see kind of what she does in the future. And she's new to this, and so I'm really rooting for her. Alicia, such a firecracker. You know, she said, you have to put me in front of the right person, and I promise you, I will not disappoint. Alicia is a fireball. She's gorgeous, great hair, super thin, 5'9". She's definitely castable. I'm castable. Yes, you are, Alicia. You are castable. I would cast you if I had something to cast you in. If I had anything to cast, I'd cast all of you. But I say all that to say that, you know, sometimes castings don't always go as planned. Sometimes experiences overall don't always go as planned, but you have to make the best out of it. You have to be prepared. You have to keep a positive mindset. You have to stay focused on the reason that you're there. Be open-minded, communicate, be honest, and be fair to yourself, you know, especially when you're putting yourself through these kind of environments, these kind of experiences. If you want to travel for castings, do that. You know, I support it. Guy, girl, you know, however you identify. If you want to travel for something, travel for it. You know, if you can afford it and it sounds like a good idea and it makes sense, definitely do it, you know, because you never know what opportunity is going to lead you to that one big shot, you know, See My Name in Lights. You know, you never know what opportunity is going to present itself to get you to that point. So definitely do as much as you can. For my young ladies out there, take your time. Take your time. If you look on the television and you see an older commercial and people are in wheelchairs or maybe in a cane or maybe not even that old, you know, just older people, you can model for a long time. So just chillax, sit back, and enjoy your life. Literally just enjoy your life, because you deserve to enjoy your life. Is there anything else that I want to say about this casting? I want to say that the agency itself had good intentions. It was just poorly ran. Again, I just want to say that they had good intentions at this agency. Unfortunately, it was just poorly organized. This event was poorly done. And I spoke to a mom who had been with this company and done the same process in New York. And to hear that process was worse than what we experienced, I can only imagine. Because people spent money to come to this casting. You don't get paid to come to a casting. You cast. You know, and if you're spending money to come to a casting, you want to make sure what you're casting for is legitimate and is at least an opportunity for you to truly book. You know, you don't want to just to cast. It has to make sense for you. But that is episode 10. I've been going through quite a few changes myself, working more on my demo reel and acting and trying to keep up with the podcast. And thank you guys for listening, because we're almost at 1,000 listens. Like, shout out to the people that listen to this. Thank you for rocking with me since April. I'm new to podcasting. I am literally just in my kitchen with this mic and this set in my MacBook Air, and we are going at it. So thank you for listening to my podcast. I swear it's going to get better. It's going to get bigger, and you guys are going to love it. And I'm going to have more guests on here. I'm going to have people that you want to hear from. I'm going to have just some of you guys on here at some point, you know. But thank you for listening. I recently had a conflict with an opportunity to where it's either I color my hair or I don't book the gig. So I'm really excited to kind of talk about my journey when choosing whether or not I want to color my hair for a gig that pays pretty well, or that pays something that I definitely need, right? Like, we all want to be booked. We all want money to pay our bills, right? Especially working as a full-time model. Like, you want to book as much as you can. And so stay tuned and hear what I choose to do with my hair, and if I choose to color it, will I go bald? What will happen? Bah, bah, bah. That was more of Santa Claus. Dun, dun, dun. That was better. That was way better sound effect. Oh my God. Way better sound effect. Sorry, it took me some time. I don't have a sound effects machine, so chill out. Give me a break. All right. Thank you again for listening. I appreciate all of you. This is the Model Counselor Podcast. I am your host, Aubrey Ebony. This is episode 10. And thank you guys so much for listening. Until next time.
can't help but think.